One of our favorite guests is David Houle, a futurist. We'll explain that in a second. And David's on the Team Hochberg phone line. Good morning, David. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Yourself?
I'm great. And I was thinking of you because I was reading a Tribune story. Let me read this to you. It was an article about bright spots in the pandemic job market. And it says here, if you're looking for a wide open niche in almost every industry, this might be the option for you. The world is changing at such a fast pace that we need people who specialize in gaining knowledge from multiple domains, consolidating and distilling that knowledge and communicating it to the proper audience that can put the information to its highest and best use. These positions look at technological and data trends across multiple industries and connect them to other industries. They are communicators for the future of work, distribution, manufacturing, travel, and commerce. That's you, isn't it?
That's my job description. Did they have my name in there? Call them up and let them know, hey, Tribune, if you're listening here, you know, that's what I do.
David travels around the world, and he speaks.
Not so much anymore.
Well, yeah, not these days, but he has been the keynote speaker at various corporate management retreats, and he's known as the CEO's Futurist, advising business owners and CEOs about what's happening in the future. And boy, David, it's all about how the pandemic is going to change us now moving forward, isn't it?
Absolutely. One way to think about it is that, you know, the body politic is absorbed with three big stories, right? The pandemic, am I going to get it? What do I do? The whole social justice, Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, and then the presidential election. But, you know, the ugly truth is it's going to come intruding on us probably in August and September. We're sitting in a big depression, right? And you know, I wrote a column recently, it was on Medium, a pandemic of wishful thinking. Magical thinking, right? So, you know, there's so much magical thinking going, oh, it's going to be a V, you know, bounce back, or, you know, the stupidity of comparing a jobs report from June against May, right? You got it. So we're going to get a whole lot, I've warned people, we're going to get a whole lot of rosy stuff saying, oh, we're up from when we were all closed down in April. Isn't that great? But we're still, you know, got 30% unemployment if you add it all in. So I really think we, both the United States and the world, are in for a depression that's going to last a year or two.
One thing I like about David Houle is he deals in the facts, and then, of course, nobody knows for sure what the future will bring. But based on what you know, what you've learned, your past experience, you sort of gauge what's going to happen down the road. And right now, I guess there are a couple of different ways to interpret numbers. And would you describe your way of analyzing as just getting down to the real truth?
I always say to people, the truth is really simple. People just like to make it complex. Simple truths. We have a virus that is out of control in this country. We are a plague nation. And until we get, that's the simple truth. Another simple truth is that it has rendered us economically inept globally, because if we can't fly, if Americans can't fly to Europe, and I live in Florida, let me tell you how messed up it is down here, and I can't fly to Chicago or New York, just think about that going globally. You know, people aren't going to, Americans can't go travel the world to do business, we can't export, we can't do deals. So until we get public health crisis under control, nothing else matters. And that's unfortunately because there hasn't been any central leadership at the top. I want to point out one thing to your audience. Back in January, I knew you would. You pinned me on who's going to win the election. So before COVID and before Black Lives Matter, I said back in January there would be a Democratic landslide. I think I'm going to be right on that one.
Well, don't you think it's still too early that so much can happen over the next few months?
No question. There's no question about that. I mean, I just posted something earlier this morning. What I say is, I am really responsible for being correct years out and even decades out. When it's less than a year, I go to probabilities because a single event or a single person can change everything. But I just published something as a 50-50 shot that, as I titled it, Trump drops the mic in August. So, you know, there's a possibility he could get out, too.
A lot of people point to the health of the stock market, and hearing you, maybe some would say, well, that David Houle, he's just a pessimist. What do you say?
Not true at all. I mean, as you know, and I've said it consistently on your air, I'm the only futurist that posts on my website, davidhoole.com, forecast what I've forecast and when I forecast it. So I'm proud to stand on it. It's not about being negative. It's about trying to give people enough context about what's going to happen for them to make the right decisions. Like I just wrote a book, and I think I sent you a copy. The 2020s, the most disruptive decade in history. You know, I was writing this book before January 1st, right? So I turn to people and I kind of go, "So how's the decade working out for you so far?" So I'm not here to say it's going to be bad. I'm just here to call it out for what it is.
And when you called it the most disruptive decade in history before the pandemic, what made you think it would be so disruptive back then?
Just because of it, a whole chain of events. You know, you had me on when my first book came out, The Shift Age, and I said we are in the shift age, which is a transition between the reality of the last century and what's going to be our new reality in the mid 2030s. And so what the 2020s are is a culmination of a lot of collapse of legacy thinking from the past, a lot of whole new dynamics. I mean, I say in the book that the four overarching dynamics of the 2020s, it's the age of climate change, the age of intelligence, the age of the necessary reinvention of capitalism and democracy, and then towards the end of the decade, an emerging global consciousness. And pretty much those are the things that shape. And if people can understand the bigger dynamics, then they can figure out their specific businesses, their business category, what to do with their lives. So my job is to be as helpful as I can to people.
Futurist and author David Houle is someone who has a lot of experience predicting what we're going to be into down the road. He spent 20 years in media and entertainment, part of the senior executive team that launched MTV, VH1, Nickelodeon, and CNN Headline News. And David, I'm fascinated by what will be the new normal even after the pandemic, and outside of the things that we all know are going to change, like more people working from home. I'm very interested in things that are connected to that, like with the remote workforce, every day's casual Friday, that could lead to more demand for comfortable clothes, a decline in the sales of suits and dresses. What else do you see that a lot of people haven't been talking about as we get out of the pandemic, hopefully someday soon?
Yeah, so I think the way to think about it, near term, of course, is anything travel, hospitality related is going to be in the tank for the rest of the year. I mean, I think this year is going to see 25% of all restaurants in the United States close, 25% of all retail close down, go bankrupt, whatever, which triggers a collapse. Next year, the story will be the collapse of office and commercial real estate, because if a lot of businesses go out of business, they're vacancies, and they're not going to be replaced. So what you have to think about is this is a fundamental change this decade, and COVID's going to make a fundamental change in how we do business. It's not when the economy is going to bounce back, it's how it's going to bounce forward. And to that new normal that you referenced, the new normal is abnormality. Right. So nothing is going to come back. This is the decade where back is not an option. It's only forward. I think social distancing as a concept has no representation in the places we live and work and entertain ourselves in. Right. So you know, and down in Florida, there's a big issue about masks. I don't know if it's up in Chicago, but, you know, I'm not going to wear a mask. It's my right to make everybody else sick. So until there's a coming together of how to deal with the pandemic, the economy is just not going to come back. You know, I'm over 65. I think you might be getting there close.
Thank you.
and you know, we're just not going to, I'm not going to leave the house without a mask until sometime in the future, if ever, right? And so in answer to your question, retail's down, hospitality's way down, real estate's going to be way down. I don't know what residential real estate's going to look like. And I'm starting to advise companies to just realize there's too many unknowns. So I'm trying to, as that description of my job you read at the top, trying to help industry sectors figure it out. I mean, there's too many unknowns. I mean, I have a fairly good idea in the long term, but I think that to think that next year we're going to be back to the way it was is not real. It's not going to happen. So I'm not pessimistic. I'm just saying, look, folks, it's a different reality. Let's face it together and do what we need to do. I mean, this is a historical moment in America and in the world.
Just so it's not all down and depressing here, do you see bright spots coming out of this? Do you see things that are going to be better because of how we've been affected by the pandemic?
Absolutely. This is the first time in my life, it's the first time in your life where for a period of about a month and a half, because the southern governors decided to open up too soon, but for at least a month and a half, if not 2 months, 3 billion people did the same thing together. That's never happened, right? Mm-hmm. There's 3 billion people during the month of April that self-quarantined around the world. That's what we're going to need humanity to face climate change. We're going to have to be able to, we have the experience of collectively doing something. The politicians in the United States screwed it up, but we did what we were supposed to do, right? And Europe did it, and China did it, and Southeast Asia did it. So we've never done that before as a species. So that's a really good exercise. And, you know, I think last time we were on, we talked about the fact that we all stayed home, so the animals came out, the air got clear, the water became clear, plants started growing more quickly, consumption was down. So the really good news is we can do whatever we need to do collectively.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, the nature of news is the unusual, often the bad, and, you know, most of what we've been doing has been good, as you point out. David Houle's new book is The Most Disruptive Decade in History. You can find out more online, and you can find out about his newsletter, too. Go to davidhoole.com/newsletter. That's Houle, H-O-U-L-E. Always interesting to talk to you, David.
Thank you. And I just want people to understand it's called the 2020s, the most disruptive decade. All you got to do is go to Amazon and type in the 2020s. The only book that's got that title at the front end. So thank you for having me. I've always loved coming on the show and saying hello to my friends in Chicago.
Great to connect with you again. Be well, David.
Thank you. You too. Wear your mask.